laddie, couldn't help but overhear your conversation there. You some kind of working man or something?
Well, yeah, I have a job. I'm an oncologist.
Oh, yeah? I've done a little oncology in the past. You need anyone to come down and help you oncologize?
No, actually, we got all the help we need. Thank you, though, and, you take care. Bye-bye.
Name's John Broyle. London John Broyle.
Well, that's nice, but, I've, kind of turned my back to you, and that should be telling you something.
Maybe you didn't hear me, mate, but I said me name is London John Broyle, former UK boxing champion.
Great. Now, leave us alone, please. We're trying to, have a private conversation here.
Tony, round of drinks here for me new friends.
No, that's okay.
Did I ever tell you, mates, about the time I fought the great Jack Johnson?
Really? No, wait a minute. Jack Johnson was champion in what, the 1920s? You're a crusty old fart, but you can't possibly be that old.
What? No, not that Jack Johnson, mate. I'm talking about the guy who sings Flake. You know, the beach bum who swims with Curious George. Yes, sir, we was at a mock luau at a rock bottom brewery chain in Indianapolis when he up and accused me of rudely butting in on one of his conversations there. Well, London John is not one to take such an accusation lightly, laddie, so me challenged him to a bit of pugilism, you see. And that's when he cracked me in the face with his acoustic guitar. With wood shrapnel and guitar strings still up in the air, he then jumped on me neck with both feet and rode me throat like it were a boogie board. Well, that's when I did all I could do under the circumstances. I punched Ben Harper right in his hairy sack.
Why don't I believe you?
Don't believe me? Well, here, stand up and let me show you, laddie. Stand up here with me, laddie.
No, that's quite all right. I'll take your word for it.
Holy moose knuckle! You look like you're smuggling a gourd! What the hell?
What? What are you talking about?
Sir, do yourself a favor and never wear spandex shorts again! Ever! God!
But they're all that fit snugly me meaty arse.
What's that? Our table's ready? Oh, well, gotta go. Bye, John.
Yeah, cheerio, mate. What a couple of prats. Did you happen to get a load of those tossers, Missy?
Who, me? Oh, no, I wasn't really paying attention. Sorry.
Name's John Broyle, London John Broyle, former UK boxing champion.
Okay.
Mind if I sit here?
Yes, I do.
Well, don't mind if I do. So what's a pretty lass like you doing in a roughneck pub like this?
I don't know. I kind of like TGI Fridays.
Here, John, round of mudslides, just like you ordered.
Thanks, Tony. Mudslide, Missy.
No, thanks. Please go away.
So what is it that you do, lassie?
I'm a cosmetologist.
Oh, I've done some cosmetology in the past. You need any cosmetology help down there at the cosmetology store?
No, sorry, we're all filled up.
You sure? I'm pretty good at cosmetology. Just about everything about cosmetologianism.
Yes, I'm sure. Now, if you could just sit somewhere else.
Did I ever tell you about the time you fought the great John Sullivan?
You fought John L. Sullivan, the bare-knuckled boxing champion.
Oh, heavens no. John J. Sullivan, junior bouncer at Monkey Pants Bar. Anyway, Sully gets all sore for what he perceives as me having an inability to take a hint. Well, long story short, next thing I know, I'm all underneath him, wailing away at his fist with me face. Well, it's at this point, me adrenaline's racing, so I reach for a broken beer bottle that laid lodged in me forehead. Well, John Jay doesn't take too kindly to me new strategy, so he grabs a tiki torch from the cleverly themed landscaping and lights me shirt on fire. Well, that's when I socked him right square in his friend's pyromaniacal beanbag. Well, let's just say he won't be singing Crash Desk Dummies at the next Monkey Pants karaoke night.
You hit him while you were on fire?
Yes, indeedy, man. Stand up here with me and let me show you how I did it.
No, I don't think... Son of a moose knuckle! Good gravy! That thing should come with antlers!
What?
Look, I gotta go. Here's $50 to buy some new pants. Get a baggy pair. A really baggy pair.
Well, where do you suppose she's off to in such a rush? Hey, John. What is it, Tony?
I don't know how to tell you this, man, but I just had four customers throw up. And two are threatening to sue. I mean, if I've told you this once, I've told you 1,000 times. I'll say it one more time. If you want to come in here, you can't have your moose on the loose.
What? What are you talking about? Well, fine. Say, Tony, I know I just asked you this about a week ago, but you guys hiring it? No? Okay. See you next week, mate.